Hello, and welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast. Again, I'm so happy that you are here, and I am your money coach, Miss Tax Lady. Today, we're going to talk about reaching an income plateau or any other type of plateau in your life or any goal that you've set, anything you've wanted to manifest, maybe over the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 3 months, 4 months, doesn't matter. We're just going to talk about how you know when you have reached a plateau in your life and it's time to stretch yourself and your thinking so that you're ready to step into the next level. When your thoughts and actions are in alignment with the destiny that you have created for yourself, or that you are still manifesting for yourself by way of design, you're still crafting this thing, you know, this thing that Oprah will call like her baby, like birthing that whole visionary circle and the book club, the angel network, that came from small incremental steps along the way. And sometimes the way that you know it's time to start making those adjustments and taking those small steps is when the thing that you once loved to do is no longer in alignment with the feeling and the desire that you have. That's just, it's so passionate and deep inside of you that you know you're no longer making the impact that was the most powerful to you that would help transformation occur in the clients that you serve. I'll say that again. When you know that you create powerful connections and you have the ability and the gift to stretch other people and their thinking, right? We talk about a lot of thoughts, unwanted thoughts, unhealthy thoughts, things that lead us back into self-sabotage, right? You had a project that you wanted to do today. You wanted to start that thing today. And something told you, nope, not going to do it. Why? You clicked on Facebook. Maybe you clicked on Instagram, TikTok. And boom, there's that one person, right? Doing the same thing that you are or that you like to do. And you're wondering, why did you not just take the step and do what you plan to do? What was that thing that told you to resist? If you're the opposite of that, what is the thing that motivated you to take action today? See, because the only difference between you and that person who got up and did the thing and you is that they took action and you did not. When you are truly in alignment with your calling and the destiny that has been manifested by you, the life that you created for yourself, your first class life, not the economy life, the first class life that you've envisioned for you. Because see, again, first class for me means one thing. First class to you may mean another. But that's the beauty of it all. We all have the power. We all have the ability to step up and step into being our best selves. That is why you will always hear me say, be bankable. Be bankable. Okay? Because being bankable simply means taking that one action step, that inspired action step that's going to help you say, if this obstacle, if this fear, if this vulnerability, if it did not show up today, if it were not an option, if it didn't even exist, what would you do to show up for you today? How would you step into your power today? How would you empower your money voice? Does that money voice tell you, go on, girl, you got it? Or does that thing tell you, no, not yet. I still have to take care of. No. That's your shadow money type talking to you. That is its sole purpose is to cause you to shrink yourself so that you are no longer in alignment with the thing that you love to do or thought you loved to do. Or maybe the thing you even thought you were going to love to do. How about that? So what am I saying? What is the Be Bankable business coach, the money coach? What is she saying to you today? First, we're going to rewind, and I'm going to remind you that this is a safe place to have a dignified conversation about money. Okay? I know my money type. I know that I illuminate that risk is essential. I know I am the inner rebel with the cause. I know that when I show up to play the money game, it's a game I came to play and I came to win. I did not come to sit on the sideline. I did not come to compete. I did not come to compare. I came to play the game. I am on the board. Are you on the board? Are you aligned? Are you reaching your destiny? Are you manifesting that destiny? Are you setting yourself up to at least be on the board? Because guess what? As long as I'm on the board, I'm in the game. What I'm here to tell you is, I've seen a lot of people's money hand. That's right, I know a lot of people's money hands. What does that mean? I understand the way they think about their money. I can tell a lot about a person, about how they bring me financial records. What does that mean? A W-2. What does that mean? A 1099. A check. Maybe they don't even have a bank account. Maybe they don't even have a prepaid card. Right? If you show up to me or you submit to me financial records that are disheveled. Right? And again, this is not criticism. This is coaching. Okay? This is how you be bankable. Treat your financial documents and your financial records with some respect, right? Because see, what that does is it tells money that you respect it, right? And when you respect someone or something, you usually get what? Something called reciprocation. That means it's given back to you. Show your money. Show yourself. If you showed up as money today, if you showed up as that financial record that represented, again, fake name Jessica for the sake of this podcast right now. How do you show up? Are you disheveled? Are the documents organized? Have you taken account into the true cash flow? What went in? What went out? How are you tracking your money? Right? This is, again, why we talk about being bankable. How do you represent yourself as money when you present financial documents? I want you to think about that. What I'm here to tell you is, I've seen a lot of people's money hand. That's right. I know a lot of people's money hands. What does that mean? I understand the way they think about their money. I can tell a lot about a person, about how they bring me financial records. What does that mean? A W-2. What does that mean? A 1099. a check. Maybe they don't even have a bank account. Maybe they don't even have a prepaid card. Right? If you show up to me or you submit to me financial records that are disheveled, right? And again, this is not criticism. This is coaching. Okay? This is how you be bankable. Treat your financial documents and your financial records with some respect, right? Because see, what that does is it tells money that you respect it, right? And when you respect someone or something, you usually get what? Something called reciprocation. That means it's given back to you. Show your money. Show yourself, if you showed up as money today, if you showed up as that financial record that represented, again, fake name Jessica for the sake of this podcast right now, how do you show up? Are you disheveled? Are the documents organized? Have you taken account into the true cash flow? What went in? What went out? How are you tracking your money? Right. This is, again, why we talk about being bankable. How do you represent yourself as money when you present financial documents? I want you to think about that. How do you know this works? Come on, I've tried a lot of different things. I've been in a lot of different coaching sessions. I've done entrepreneurial groups. I've done breakout sessions. Okay, have you ever done one-on-one coaching with a bankable business coach? Have you ever done any type of money coaching with someone you've physically seen go through the transition of stretching themselves and their thinking and becoming more bankable right in front of you? You all have seen and witnessed this transformation. I don't have to prove it to you. I don't have to convince you. Many of you already know. You've seen it. Why can't you, right? What's meant for me will not pass me by. Why wouldn't I want to share that with someone else? Why wouldn't I want to, excuse me. Again, this is live. When I come to you, it's important. The message is more important than the messenger. When you hear from me, again, we're talking about being bankable. Again, there's somebody that would, the perfectionist. They'd be the perfectionist right now. Oh my God, I coughed. I can't really, no. Keep it moving, boo. If I really want to sit back and take the time to go back and edit and rewatch, I can do that. But why? Right now, the message is urgent. Because I see such a huge, poor mindset among many of us. And again, the only way you get yourself beyond that is to stretch your thinking. Think about it. I'm not sitting in the gas station any longer. Why? I upgraded my thinking. It no longer served me, right? I learned a lot of valuable lessons. I'm grateful for everyone. I have forgiven and moved on. That is how you stay and remain bankable. Okay? I could be gossipy and want to give all the... No. I'm trying to teach you to leave the what's not important. What is not important for you and your sacred money destiny? You have to learn to start letting it go. Declutter. Declutter. Upgrade one thing in your day to day. Maybe it's watering that plant that you know you're looking at that needs a little TLC. Maybe open your blinds today. Right? Do one little thing that makes you feel like your first class self. I'll say that again. Your first... Come on, I'll say it again. Your first class self. How do you show up for your first class self? Yeah, I wanted you to think about that. How does Jessica show up as her first class self today? Well, I'm going to tell you how Miss Kalisha, Miss Tax Lady, the bankable business coach, I'm going to tell you how she's showing up today. See, at this point, all these nuggets I've been giving away for free for many years and no longer. That is me stretching my thinking. If you are here, it tells me you are ready to stretch your thinking also. So I'm proud of you for being here. This is our safe space to stretch each other so that we can grow. There's enough for everyone. Now, if you want to know more about how money archetype works, what your number one money archetype is, what drives you to do the things that you do when you make a financial decision, what makes you shrink yourself when you're ready to make a large investment or even a complicated business transaction or a complicated financial transaction? See, a lot of people want other people to, they're used to other people handling that for them or answering those questions for them. Do you know what that does? It gives away your money voice, which means now the other person's money blocks have total control over your money decision. That is not being bankable. You want more of this? Stay tuned. I'm going to drop a link so you can actually find me and join us in the Bankable Business Coaching Group. And we do have in-person sessions coming up soon. We will be doing the I Am Money visualization this weekend. And again, I just stopped by to drop some nuggets on you, some knowledge on you, and to let you know, again, tax things, I love it. I loved it, but it's no longer in alignment with me. This right here on this call with you, this podcast with you, working with you, maybe this is a replay because you're already working on a handout. You're already going through the coaching. Right? But if you haven't stretched your thinking far enough yet to at least request a free money reading, I want you to do so. Okay, and you can do that by texting me right now. I'm going to drop this number, 734-821-8250. 734-821-8250. And reply, be bankable. Okay? And I'm going to send you a link for you to complete your free money archetype reading. And then you and I will connect for your personalized money reading session. Okay? Until then, be bankable. This is how I know that I have reached my plateau in the industry that I've been in for the last 15 plus years or so. I've learned that other people's money blocks come with them when they engage with me in a financial decision or financial transaction. What do I mean? That means because I have studied people's money hand for so long and I know how they think about money, as soon as I engage with them, I can instantly feel that energy. It creates a sense of anxiety, not like a bad feeling or anything else. It's just like, again, there's some people who come with a lot of confusion. There's some people who come and they want, you know, intricate details, you know, because there's a difference. There's someone coming to ask a tax-related question. And then there's someone asking a tax preparation question. Well, now you have to stretch yourself into thinking and say, hey, if you want tax training, I do offer a course for that.
right? See, then that takes the pressure off of dealing with them and their money blocks, right? Because their money blocks may be forced against pushing up with your money blocks because you see the power and them being able to make the financial decision that they have not been able to stretch themselves to do. And I'll tell you, it has been so liberating. Money coaching is the most powerful thing I've ever done. And it's made me realize how powerful I have been and how effective I have been over the last however many years in the industry, again, dealing with hundreds of people each season and all those different money blocks. There's 8 major money archetypes, right? We all have money beliefs. And we all have each one of these different money types. But we all react and respond to money differently. That means we create or regenerate either a positive or negative energy and or experience around money. What does that mean? There's some people who, again, they have the best intention, but their money blocks are so strong that it doesn't allow me to work with them in the way that I know by just taking the one tip, one step, one change of thought, one change of a pattern would empower them to be more bankable because they've learned to step into their comfort zone when it comes to talking about money. It is okay to talk about money. What is no longer okay is for me to remain stuck and allow myself to remain stuck at the current level because not everyone else is ready to step into the next plateau. I have to trust myself that I do and I will and I am. I am trusting myself now to let go. Those who have been working with me, desire to work with me, will always have a way to reach me. But this is how you attract your ideal client. This is my desire for you. Some of you are small business owners. I know. Your business could be so much more bankable, so much more profitable if you made 2-3 small changes today. You started already. You're here. Right? So again, this is my way of transitioning to my next plateau. And giving this to my former clients, current clients, and I'm manifesting my future clients. Why can't you? Because you can. Right? Yes, you can. Tell yourself again. Yes, you can. Tell yourself it is safe for me to manifest new clients. It is safe for me to get rid of old, outdated clients. It is safe for me to step into my next level. It is safe for me to create a space in my home where I can work on those things. It is safe for me to set boundaries with my family, to create the time that I need to manifest these realities. It is safe for you to be here. It is safe for you to take extreme risk, but you have to balance it in a tried and true system. It is safe for you to be caring and compassionate and still empower yourself. It is safe for you to have huge ideas, but it is still okay for you to be creative with those ideas and be paid. Okay. Again, if you're not here for the workout, for the Bankable Business Bootcamp workout, if you are not here to do this work, you might as well hit pause. But if you're here to do this work, I want you to stick around. There is a transformation on the other side of this coaching just for you.
I also want to give just a little clarity and a little more context behind the content that you're listening to today. Okay, because the goal of me telling you this is not to be critical. If you and I are already working, you already know that you are bankable, right? You already know that. That means you are someone who does and has listened to and taken the advice of my coaching, and therefore you come back because you appreciate the coaching that allows you to keep more bank in your bank account. Now, if you listen to other episodes on the Bankable Business Podcast, you know that when I'm referring to bank, I'm not specifically talking about a traditional bank account, debit card, credit card. I'm not specifically referring to money. I'm talking about you, right? Again, that's why I said, how do you show up for you as money? Right? Is there a special pair of earrings that you put on? I mean, is there a special hoodie? I mean, maybe you like a certain pair of shoes, whatever that thing is. And what I know for me is that I don't feel the same sense of empowerment that I once did working with some people who are just, they just are not coachable. And that is okay. Because maybe the problem is not that the coaching isn't good. Sometimes the participant has not yet seen themselves at the level that the coach believes they're capable of reaching. That's like, let's just go to basketball, right? You have a coach that's watching you play. You may be struggling here and there. He tells you, I want you to work on XYZ. Work on your free throws. X amount of days, X amount of time, every week. If you want to get in the game, you are going to do what? You're going to do what the coach has asked you to do. It doesn't mean that you can't ask questions. It just means that the coach is trying to stretch your thinking. Right? Maybe you're a point guard, but maybe there's a better position that you're more suited for. Right? Maybe they put you at defensive lineman. Maybe they put you as a running back, and you really want to be the quarterback. Well, what does it take? You have to find you a master coach that can get you to the next level. That is why. Moving forward, I won't even be accepting new clients for tax prep. Tax prep will be a bundled service for those who are paying for money coaching. Why? Because it goes hand in hand. Show me your self-worth and I'll show you your net worth. All right? This is the Bankable Business Podcast. And again, I am your Be Bankable Business Coach, B-E-S-M, best ever. That's right. Best ever. Be Bankable. I am your business coach. I am your Be Bankable Coach. You can take these same tips and apply them to your personal life, your professional life, your relationships, whatever. When you know and understand someone's money hand, baby, let me tell you, you know everything you need to know. Okay? And then the flip to that is, some people, these are the celebrities. Oh, God, these are the celebrities. Oh, the celebrities. The inner big shot. They love recognition, but they are not profitable. They're not turning those powerful connections that allow them to be recognized into profit. Okay, you can still be pretty and get paid. You can do that. Let's stretch our thinking. All right, again, if you want more, email MissTaxLady19@gmail.com for your free money assessment. I'll follow up with your sacred money archetype. And then we'll do your money reading. We'll crack that money code. What's next for you? Because I know what's next for me. Come on. If I've reached my plateau, someone else has, they've reached their plateau. Who are you? Speak up.